Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for November the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, the Liberty Roundtable website, libertyroundtable.com. Our nationally syndicated radio network, LovingLiberty.net. Wow, LovingLiberty.net, spread the word. Donate liberally, would you please? We have our iPhone and Android apps available at LovingLiberty.net radio network. You can get them on the website or you can go to the stores. What is it, the Apple Store, the Android Store, whatever. And they're free. Download the app, install it, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. As well as you can follow us on the Twitter channel. Keep up with what we're tweeting and more. You can donate. You can give some feedback. And it's all available for you, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. A quick recap of yesterday's show starts now. We talked about Republican Glenn Youngkin projected the winner in the Virginia race. And he's now the governor. They say it was a massive upset. The Democrats are beside themselves, out of their minds, crazy they lost over this. I want to be hesitant about Glenn Youngkin. I appreciate that he kept his distance from Donald Trump. I appreciate that he was a Republican running as kind of a moderate. I appreciate he's a multi-millionaire. I appreciate all these things about the star-studded finance world guy-turned-politician. I get that. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you, I got a warning. Just because the guy's a Republican, don't believe that that means he's one of us. All right? The deep state, the swamp is full of all kinds of people on both sides of the aisle, right? And just because he won, I mean, that's maybe better than the Democrat to some degree. I appreciate that he's saying some good things, but be very, very aware. Even the liberals are starting to make some moves that make you think they're doing good in some ways. Actress Hillary Swank leaves California for Colorado. She even gets how bad it is in Cali, right? But that doesn't mean she's conservative. Glenn Youngkin runs and wins in Virginia. And compared to the whacked out extreme Democrat, he might be decent, but he's still a moderate and he's likely to be part of the deep state. He's very, very, very wealthy. And you'd say, well, Sam, that doesn't mean anything. Trump's wealthy. I know. And I don't think any of these people are really for our agenda. What gets accomplished when they win? Most of what Donald Trump accomplished is already overturned now. And when you look at it, instead of getting it passed by legislative proper rule of government methods, most of what Donald Trump accomplished that we could even point to that would be good was just an executive order, which we got to question. And then it was overturned by executive order, which we have to question again. Right? So I'm not downing Trump and I'm not downing Glenn Youngkin. But I am saying to you that you need to be very careful. We'll dig into who he is, hopefully, if we have time a little later in the broadcast. But beware. We also talked about Alan Jackson. He stumbles around on stage because he has a nerve disease. It's a degenerative nerve disease. Anyway, our prayers are with Alan Jackson. Late night host Jimmy Kimmel wishes death on the unvaccinated and stands against and mocks ivermectin. Shame on Jimmy. I know he gets comedian big dollars for that. But mocking people who have died, mocking people who are desperate and using whatever medications they can to try to get well, shame on him. We talked about a prominent immunologist. I don't know how to say his name. Is Dr. Hooman Norchisham? I don't know how to say it. Now regrets voting for Joe Biden. Blasts unscientific and unethical, illegal vaccine mandates. Art Moore with the piece. And this just goes to show, you know, Biden said he was going to follow the science. And now more and more and more doctors are standing up and saying, you're not following the science. Even Ben Carson's saying that. We'll get into that as the broadcast continues to unfold. We played a Ron Paul weekly update. The question is, will Biden start nuclear war with China over Taiwan? Great question. I pray the answer is no. But I will say this. wasn't it just not too long ago there was a big general that was thinking that Donald Trump might go berserk and do that, and so he undermined his own president, and he was lauded as a hero by the liberals and extremists, and the rest of us said it was treason? Yeah. So I'm going to turn about fair play here and say this. They shouldn't have undermined Trump like that, and I called it treasonous at the time, and I mean it. Well, if the same thing is done to Joe Biden, that's treasonous as well. Let's not play games on one side of the aisle, okay? If somebody undermines Joe Biden, that would be criminal. And I would push to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. Now, if you, on the other hand, say, hey, Joe Biden is not fit to serve, we're not confident what he might do, then you have legal remedies, okay? And the legal remedies are not to undermine your president, okay? And I'm saying that true with Donald Trump, and I'm saying that true with Joe Biden. Do not undermine your president. That's criminal. It borders on treason. Don't do it. If you have a genuine concern, bring it up to Congress. Let's vet the reality. Let's do what it takes to get accountability. And if we need to impeach the president and or relieve him of his duty because he's not fit to serve, so be the proper role of government in the appropriate channels. Okay, I don't have any problem with pursuing concerns. It's how we go about it that is where the rubber meets the road, right? All right, we also had on our guest Tracy Skadden, registered nurse, Health Independence Alliance. She's got a vigil tonight for COVID vaccine victims at the corner of, State Street and South Temple in Salt Lake City is tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. Wear black, come with signs, don't engage the media. Just let the event stand on its own. If you're not near, have a vigil on your own for those who have suffered and died because of vaccinations. Vaccination victims is what I would call it. And sadly, on the day we're literally having a vigil for those who have suffered and died because of vaccinations, they're rolling it out to children. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds as well. We then had our guest on, Eric Stanton, founder of Armor Empire LLC, armorempire.com. He also created a phone. It's called Armor Phone on Clearphone. Check that out if you want a hardened phone. There you have it. We talked about shame on we the people. Let's go, Brandon Chant. I know it sounds cool, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't think it's cool at all. Okay? I'm not happy with it. I think it's a shame on we the people, I really do, that we would promote this, I don't know what you want to call it, crass, I don't know what you want to call it. We lose the moral high ground is the best way to describe it when we, have this, F Joe Biden discussion, and now we use Let's Go Brandon to mock the reporter, but, here's what they say about it. We say let's go Brandon, but y'all know what we're really thinking, right? And that's F. Joe Biden. What a sad tale when millions of Americans are okay with that kind of language towards not only the president of the United States, you could debate whether that's legitimate or not, but against any individual. I don't think we should walk around thinking F anybody. Is that what Jesus would think? Okay, we need to learn to be civil, ladies and gentlemen. And I know I've gone on this for quite some time. People might be sick of it. They're just like, Sam, we're not as religious as you are. Or you're going to have to deal with the modern times. You know, back in their day, things were different. They had different words for people. But, hey, they dumped the tea in the harbor. Now we're just saying F Joe Biden, so that's fine. Now, I don't think so. We're not seeking to find the best way we can hit the lowest point. At least we ought not be. What we need to do is lead by example. What's the best way to stand against Joe Biden and his policies, but yet hold the moral high ground? And I think explaining why we disagree with his policies might be the best start. Let me give you an example to make the point. Biden has been pushing for kids and everybody to get the vaccinations. I believe the vaccinations are horrible and will do you damage. But here's the headline from USA Today. Off to fast start. COVID-19 vaccinations for kids from age 5 to 11 will ramp up in coming days, writes USA Today. Now, I think that's bad news, folks. I really do. I think that's horrible. They then highlight this kid that was the first one to get the vaccines. And they say it didn't hurt a bit, they say. Uh-huh. Seconds after he received his shot, assuring the other children that were waiting peacefully for their turn to take the jab. All right. In my opinion, this is not good at all. And I don't think that the kids will suffer as much as parents from the vaccines. But dozens more locations around the country are ramping up to administer the first doses of kids' vaccinations. It started yesterday. And they say hundreds more sites are expected to open in the next couple of days as the push to vaccinate 28 million elementary school children ramps up. Wow. I'm not excited about that, are you? 28 million elementary school children getting the jab. CVS and Walgreens, the two largest pharmacy chains in the country, accept appointments for COVID-19 vaccines for children. Wow. Nationwide, ladies and gentlemen. Scary stuff. Quick pause. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Oh boy, ladies and gentlemen, this is scary stuff. I can tell you that right now. Brian Rust, RustQuinnandGift.com with me. That's not the scary part. That's the good news. Hi, Brian.
How you doing? Good to be with you, Sam.
Good, sir. You joining me on the radio is not the scary part. In fact, that's the saving grace part. The scary part, ladies and gentlemen, is this. COVID-19 vaccinations for 28 million elementary school children ages 5 to 11 ramp up now. Do you want to respond to this, Brian?
Yeah, it's a scary thought in the sense of you know, it's a, I don't know, the scrambling of our brains to kind of understand the whole process and you know, and taking this the jab, not knowing really how it's going to affect and the down the road type scenario that maybe has an effect on these young kids that could affect their lives and all the things that maybe they, maybe it's not having children, maybe it's elimination, maybe who knows? It's really hard to grasp this agenda of just pushing. It's unreal. It's just unreal.
It's unreal, ladies and gentlemen, and really what it is, and this is why it's so scary, in my humble opinion, Brian, it is unprecedented, and it is still experimental vaccinations. It's still under emergency authorization. The, quote, vaccine that was approved isn't one they're still giving at all, so we're going to experiment. It's one thing to experiment on adults, which is bad, and I'm not against by any means. I mean, I'm not for by any means. I'm completely against, but now we're going to experiment on ages 5 to 11, 28 million of them. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unprecedented in America.
Yeah, it's crazy if you ask me. It's absolutely crazy. We don't really know. We're kind of seeing effects of things that are happening. I think, some of these, the pregnant women and some of these other things that are happening and their effects. But. Those, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you've talked about it. I mean, those that can't, they're in the hospital, they can't get the medications that perhaps could help us. And then those that do take some of this ivermectin and other things like that, we're looked at like, oh, we're, as that comedian and you mentioned, it's such a crazy thing. It's just a crazy thing that's going on. Instead of helping people, people are dying because they can't get the help, and then people are making fun of us trying to get the help. And yeah, I don't know. Another divide, I guess. Another divide.
I don't know how to respond to this at all, but these COVID-19 vaccines for children are experimental, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the next headline that puts it in perspective, and I bring this up because, again, that when Brian Rust is on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, it's always time for the Honest Money Report, right? Well, listen to this. Pfizer said on Tuesday that it expects to make up to 36 billion with a B, up to $36 billion this year from its COVID-19 vaccine. It's the highest selling drug in the world. Brian?
Yeah, there you go. Seems like a big money maker to me.
I don't know how to respond to that. $36 billion, sir?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how to imagine those kind of numbers. I mean, how long would it take you to even count to $1 billion, Brian? Much less $36 billion. I don't think people understand what these numbers mean. We just throw them out like we understand. We're so, quote, high-tech in our world that we get it. But how long does it even take to count to a billion, much less $36 billion? And this company, one company, is going to make this globally on an experiment? There's something wrong, Brian.
Yeah, well, and that's why we talk about trillions. I mean, they want to borrow X amount of trillions. We were dealing with billions, in the past, and I think we could handle billions based on our economy was, things were good and that, but. But now we talk about trillions, and we're just not coming out of trillions. And yet alone, we've created. I mean, I guess the key is if you go back to the start of all this and say, okay, we didn't handle this COVID thing very good. We didn't take they made excuses for the fact of this is what happened and so on. And we come to find out lies. And the more lies we come to find, and then they have to tell more lies, and then you kind of catch them on that, and then these more lies, and then we've got to, okay, well, now we've got these drugs coming out, we've got to, and it seems like it's just raveling, and the more lies you tell, you got to tell more lies to get out of that lie, and that's what's happening from the top, and there's no accountability. They just kind of go with it, and there's tremendous amount of money spent, and our country, we're basically imploding, really. It's from the inside that's tearing our country apart, our government, and inside that's unraveling. I mean, people can't get jobs, we can't get supplies, there's so many things happening. But boy, I'll tell you, every time you turn on the TV, the COVID thing's the number one thing on the news and everything else, so No wonder they're making that company's making.
And I don't know how to respond to this, though. Here's the deal. They always leave out experimental. But when we say we're going to have 28 million children, 5 to 11, take the vaccine, it's going to crank up in the next several days. You're talking about exposing 28 million children to an experimental vaccination. And now you say, hey, this company's going to make $36 billion this year from its experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Now it's the highest selling drug in the world. You've got to put that word in there, Brian. To leave it out is negligent. It's a dereliction of duty as a reporter.
Absolutely. And that's a great word, right? I mean,
you can say, Sam, that's just your opinion. You know, no, it is not. It's under emergency authorization. We have not gone through the normal procedure to make it available. And it's experimental, ladies and gentlemen. It's an experimental, in my personal opinion, bioweapon. But whether you agree with that or not, whether you agree that it's a legitimate medication or not, it is experimental. And imagine us letting a single company make $36 billion. Now, you mentioned a trillion, Brian, and I want to go there, but I don't even know how to count to a billion yet.
Yeah,
for real,
right.
How long would it take to count to a billion? Okay, yeah. And now we're talking about trillions of dollars that we're in debt. What are we in debt? $30 trillion now? And that's not if you don't count the unfunded liabilities, right?
Right. Yeah.
if
you're
you can't
right
count
on.
To a billion, try to count to a trillion, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I challenge you to count to a million and see how long it takes you. Not to mention billions or trillions.
Yeah.
It's just beyond imagination. And we're going to do this all on this experiment. Why, Brian? Why? Because it's an emergency. 2 years later, we're still in an emergency. You buying it, Brian?
That's right. Well,
it was a 14-day, 2-year-long emergency, sir. We're going to flatten the curve, baby.
You are correct. No doubt about it. That's exactly right. And where's the next scenario? You know, when we kind of overcome this hurdle, we kind of get over this hurdle and maybe.
You want me to tell you the next scenario?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Are you sure you're ready for this?
Let's hear it.
They now say that COVID is spreading from people to deer.
Okay.
And that now these deer across the country are getting the cocoa. And what they say is it's very likely then to morph in the deer. And then the deer is going to infect the population with a new variant.
Oh, okay.
I kid you not.
So
that's what they're,
Is that right? Really? Wow. So they've got
I'm telling you, that's what they're really talking about.
And then are we just going to be using various animals to kind of bounce from one to the next to the, and the amount of money to study the deer? Are we going to have to pump a bunch of billions of dollars into studying the deer now? Is that the?
Yeah, absolutely. Millions won't suffice, sir.
Okay. So
headline says, wild deer contract the coronavirus. The Wildlife Society, buddy.
That's
deer
awesome.
In Iowa seem to be catching the cocoa from humans.
Wow.
Yeah, that's news.yahoo.com if you want to know who's spreading those headlines there, buddy. Next one, deer getting COVID-19. Infected deer found in Iowa. Widespread coronavirus infection found in Iowa deer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
deers, them are getting the corona, sir.
So we need to round up all the deer and kind of, it's going to take a lot of money, but we've got to round up all the deer and kind of give them a jab or something? Is that?
I'm just telling you right now, it used to be the Alabama song, white-tailed buck deer munching on clover. Now it's a little different. White-tailed buck deer spreading corona. So you got to put masks on them deers, Brian.
Yeah.
Deers? That's not right. On them deer.
That's right.
Put masks on those dudes so they don't infect each other. And you got to teach those deer about social distancing.
Right.
See, if they were to wear a mask and social distance, we could probably slow the spread, sir.
That's a good point. that's funny.
Yeah, don't eat the meat. Is the meat safe if you're getting one of them deers, Brian? You better make sure it's a corona-free tested deer before you shoot that dude and take the meat, Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hang tight. Brian Russ with me, ladies and gentlemen. RussQuinnGift.com. You are listening to the Honest Money Report right here on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy has cost a Florida man his life. A 24-year-old Honduran immigrant who's charged with murder had crossed the U.S. border illegally months earlier while posing as an unaccompanied minor. Yuri Noel Medina Oloa was arrested October 7th in Jacksonville after allegedly killing 46-year-old Francisco Javier Cuellar, a father of four who had taken in the immigrant who told authorities he was 17 years old. New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy narrowly won re-election Wednesday. The Associated Press called the race Wednesday evening as votes were still uncounted. Republican candidate Jack Citarelli's spokesperson, Stammy Williams, disputed the call because of the close margin, calling it irresponsible by the news outlet. A recount has been requested. Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
The Defund the Police movement started in Minnesota after the George Floyd homicide. The concept was rejected by Minneapolis voters on Tuesday.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with the new Department of Public Safety. Supporters of the proposal hoped it would bring radical change to policing in the city where George Floyd's death was in 2020. The national vice president of the Fraternal Order of Police, Joe Grimaldi, reacts Wednesday while appearing on Fox News.
Well, I think what you saw really was a rebuke here of the public from the defund and dismantle the police department narrative that we've been seeing for quite some time here. And I mean, this is amidst a historic crime surge in Minneapolis. Murders are up 65% over the last 2 years there. And I think the public was just fed up with the radical agenda.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, RustCouldn'tGet.com. We're talking about your Honest Money Report. But when we're going to allow Merck to make $36 billion in literally 1 year on an experimental vaccine, and when we're willing to literally throw little kids 5 to 11 years old under the bus to the tune of 28 million of them, in an unprecedented scenario, we've never done this. I don't think we've done this in the history of the world, much less the United States of America. This is serious, serious business, ladies and gentlemen. And Dr. Ben Carson literally is sounding off now, Brian Rust. Dr. Ben Carson sounds off on COVID jabs or vaccines for children. Even Ben Carson's going, whoa, hold on. You're talking about one of the top surgeons in the entire world, Brian.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think you get the media, the fake media, pushing this agenda and that's mainly what you hear in mainstream is that media pushing this and that agenda. And we get a little bit of tidbits here and there from you and others who are reporting honesty here. So then we have a divide. We have a Fauci over on one side. We have, Rand Paul's kind of got on him and so on. But you have this divide. Okay, well, these doctors are saying this. These doctors are saying this. And so the media kind of takes that and spins it and says, well, and they throw their, it just really you know, is a mess. You know, the fake news is a mess. That's where I think we need to really kind of take a, the accountability should be.
And it's one thing, Brian. It's one thing in my mind to say, hey, we have an honest debate, an honest disagreement about this. That's one thing. But the other thing is when you reject everybody's viewpoint but your own, and then you act like it's criminal to advocate for that viewpoint to the point where Facebook's going to shut you down, Google, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and then you have the government literally saying you're a terrorist, I think we're dealing with something very serious in America that's a real problem. So here's the deal. Ben Carson appeared on Sunday's broadcast of Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures, is what it's called, in order to voice his opinion on the COVID vaccine for children. When show host Maria Bartiromo asked whether he thinks young children should receive the COVID-19 vaccine, Carson responded emphatically, quote, absolutely not. Now, that's not just a, you know, it's debatable. He didn't do that. He said, absolutely not. And here's why. He says, the fact of the matter is the mortality rate for children from COVID-19 is 0.025, which is very similar to the rate of seasonal flu, he insisted. And we've been dealing with seasonal flu for years and years and years. Dr. Carson's appearance on the show comes after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that it approved these vaccines for kids. Now listen carefully. They say they had a small trial of 3,100 children who got the shot and 1,500 received a placebo. And the trial only lasted for about 2 months. This experiment did not appear to be sufficient due diligence for Dr. Carson, nor should it be for anyone. And this is why I say that this is experimental. This is trial mode. This is unprecedented. And when you let companies make $36 billion, you think they have a financial motive? And then the doctor said this, plus, we don't have knowledge of what the long-term impact of these vaccines will be. So we have sort of a giant experiment, the good surgeon explained. The risk of the disease is relatively small, but we don't know what the future of the risks are. Why would we do a thing like that? It makes no sense whatsoever, Dr. Carson continued. Do you want to respond, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, it's... You know, it's crazy. You know, we don't rely on the numbers. They're pushing this agenda. Why are they pushing this agenda? These companies are making billions of dollars on this. And for what reason? And yet, you know, it's you know, the common sense in this is crazy because we're letting people in the border. We don't care really about their situation and so on. And even if they have COVID, just come on in and so on. And yet we could, instead of spending the money where we need to be spending the money, our economy's falling apart. Companies have been shut down. We can't get work for it. There's so many things on the table here. And the agenda here is all about this COVID, you know, in every aspect. And when there's fight back, people are losing jobs. Airline pilots and that, nurses and our critical people, police and fire. We're destroying our system as a result of this virus. It's just shut us right down, and we're allowing this government to do that. We're allowing to government, instead of taking the money and building up our economy and making the and maybe, okay, yeah, you do some trials and so on, and you do that over a long period of time, just like you've done in any other thing. But you don't just all of a sudden now just say, okay, this is the way it's going to be, and if you don't adhere, I mean, that's, what is it, socialist communism or whatever it is, no, you're going to do this. Well, we're not. We're starting to fight back. I mean, it's unbelievable. There's no common sense in the world today, it seems like, especially in our country. Right's wrong, wrong's right, and we're just going to move on with it.
This is just shocking, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, on Saturday, November the 6th, there will be a physician's roundtable on the harm to children from mass vaccination. Several of America's frontline doctors will be participating in this roundtable, ladies and gentlemen, including Dr. Mark McDonald, Dr. Jeffrey Bark, Dr. Katarina Lindley, and Dr. Angelina Ferrella, These guys have spent literally the whole of 2020 and 2021 working with other scientists and other physicians and experts, and they have been flat out censored by the mainstream media as they have tried to bring information directly to the public. This roundtable will focus on harm to children from mass vaccinations. Children need to know what's going on with these vaccinations so they can make an informed decision. The frontline doctors say there'll be plenty of time for Q&A. This event is free and open to the public. We've reached out to boards of education members, etc., and have invited them to attend. They have a big responsibility keeping the children safe, and they should have all the science, all the facts, all the information they need. Anyway, I guess it'll be at this church in California. It'll open at 12 o'clock or 12:30, and it'll run from 1 to 4. Everybody should attend. Anyway, there you have it. Sincerely, Cindy Russo gave me the information.
Yeah, Sam, I think that's the key. And I think one of the factors, too, you mentioned censored by the media. Why is it censored by the media? Because it doesn't, you know, it's one more thing. I agree with this. Here's where the money should be spent. They should be getting together and talking about this and discussing about this. And we can't listen to him, or we can't, or we're going to censor this because it really doesn't follow our agenda. I mean, that's, you know, your key word censored was kind of the factor that I didn't like. Why are they censoring it? We should be studying this. That's what we should be doing that. How do we bless the kids if we're censored? They pick and choose what they want to hear. They get caught in their lies. Anyway, I hope that goes. I hope that's a great thing.
Now, I find this interesting. Here's what it says. These doctors, these experts have been working in 2020 and 2021, working on treatment and solutions, but they have been censored by the mainstream media. They have been bringing information directly to the public. This is my problem with it. Now, they can't censor Ben Carson on Fox News, because the word gets out, they don't know what he's going to say. They thought he was going to double down in defense of the vaccines. He went against them. Now they're kind of shocked. But see, now Ben will be ridiculed and mocked. And you know, he was an incredible surgeon with an incredible life story until now. Now he's some kind of an Uncle Tom vaccine conspiracy nut or something. See, this is what they do, ladies and gentlemen. That's the problem that I have. Where's the open, honest discussion, Brian? That's really the key here, right?
You're right. Yeah, they kind of, if it doesn't go their way, or their agenda, they start picking at you, or you're evil, or they throw you under the bus, or whatever. We got to get rid of him. He's no good. And then, yeah, the lies. I agree. And no accountability.
Right. This round table will focus on the harm to children. And I don't know, it doesn't say in here exactly how we can get it. It's at this church in California. But Cindy Russo and her phone number's on it. I'm going to try to find out more about this and see what we can do. But I'm telling you right now, that's great, great news. A physician's roundtable. Imagine that on your mainstream TV, huh, ladies and gentlemen? Not. But, of course, we're here to tell you about it. Brian Russ with me, RussQuinnGift.com. We're going to get an honest money report and gold and silver up in seconds on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, this just gets flat out sick, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know how to report this story, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's The Blaze. Headline says, man who died of COVID was dissected in front of a live audience, a live paying audience without the family's consent in Oregon. This is what we've devolved to in our society, Brian.
Wow, that's wild there. This is kind of Springer on steroids or something. That's crazy. Jerry Springer on steroids.
Yeah, 98-year-old David Saunders died, ladies and gentlemen, of COVID, and he was dissected by a in front of a live paying audience. I don't even know how to respond to this story. They say an elderly man who died as a result of COVID-19 was recently dissected in front of a large paying audience in Oregon. I don't know how to respond to this, Brian. I mean, yeah, I'm telling you that it crazy. Used to be bread and circus. They used to make fun of those who were willfully selling their liberty for fun and games, bread and circus. Now it's blood and circus, Brian. Blood, yeah. Bread, and circus is the order of the day in America right now. This is where Jack Kevorkian and all these people were running around, assisted suicide, just murder everybody. Now they're murdering all the babies. Now they're literally going, let's watch this old man get cut up. He's a cocoa death. And I just can't. I don't know how to.
Was it entertainment? Is that what it was? It was for entertainment?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, it's either entertainment
or they're going to pass off this morbidity under the guise of, well, we got to scientifically understand, Brian, you know,
and the audience is going to be able to see kind of, oh, I see what's going on. Oh, okay. You pulled that, you know, there's these organs and yeah, now I get it. I mean, what? I don't get that. I don't get it. Wow.
And this happened literally in Oregon.
Well,
and without consent of his family, too.
Wow.
See, I don't know what we've done, but we have lost our minds.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I don't really know how to respond to this. The Blaze with this piece, though, so it's not like it's just some, you know, whatever. This is real. I don't know how to respond to it at all. I'm just shocked.
So it's not like a YouTube thing that someone put together, kind of video or
no,
something.
No, the Blaze is reporting it.
Yeah. Huh. All right. I don't know. Yeah, I got no answer for that. Wow.
Wow. All right, back to programming. I'm just saying this stuff just shocks me to where I know it's not appropriate on air to just be like, whoa, what, wow, what? But I'm just telling you, folks, this stuff is beyond imagination. All right, let's do the Honest Money Report. Brian, where's gold sitting right now?
17.92.10.
1792.10. Wow. Okay. Silver?
23.93.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Gold, 1792.10. Silver, 2393. That doesn't really change if you buy gold and silver weekly. That doesn't really change much for you, does it, Brian?
Not a whole lot of change on that. Gold's down about 10 bucks. Silver's down 20 cents. Your ratio's roughly around that 75 to 1 right now. So it's been about that, yeah. That paper market kind of there, yeah. And it does. Yeah, we just see the spike ups and downs of the peaks and valleys. I mean, silver yesterday, I think, was at, you know, at one point was $23 even, and then it shot back up. So they kind of do these spikes and peaks and so on, kind of manipulation of that paper market. They're playing that peaks and valley thing. So I guess on paper you can make a, you know, on the glitch or a punch of the button, you can make your the drops, you buy, it goes up, you sell, buy, up, buy, down, you know, kind of the stock exchange totally is the manipulated market as it is. But yeah, it's what it is.
All right. How well is Kurt doing? What's the rhodium market looking like?
It's down about 50, so 15,250.
So it just keeps going down a little bit. Slow, 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 right?
Yeah, just kind of, yeah, just kind of down. I mean, it's, yeah, paper.
By the way, the New York Post has this. The New York Post has this. Chop them up and watch them dissect the man's story, too.
Wow. Okay. So everybody.
Yahoo has it. I guess it was a pay-per-view audience in Portland, Oregon.
Gosh. Wow. So that's entertainment, I take it, right? It's kind of like that your fights and your wrestling.
Yeah, because I don't really know that pay-per-view is used for scientific education, Brian. Scientific continuing education. I don't think so.
Maybe they can buy a part or something. They can maybe bid on a, you know, here's an intestine, here's a, I don't know. Sorry, I probably shouldn't have gone there, but I don't get that. Whoa. That's crazy.
I don't mean to laugh, folks. I'm not laughing. I just, you laugh and you kind of, because you don't want to just flat out cry. I mean, it's not really appropriate if I just sit here and cry on your radio, but I just think, what kind of evil have we embraced here?
Yeah.
You know, I did a big long article a couple of days ago about witches in America, witches and warlocks and covens, and they used to be kind of underground, but thanks to the Harry Potter series and other books promoting magic and this kind of stuff, now the witches are flat out in the open challenging major religions, Brian, and they're no longer underground. They're literally ready to say, hey, here's who we are. Here's what we're doing. You know what? You don't like it? Too bad. And they're embracing all kinds of new age ideas about transgender. And, you know, these are the witches coming out of the broom closet, Brian.
Yeah, it's. I think it's, we're in an era of the, and maybe more out in the open is the good versus evil, and you know, we call upon our, you know, our Heavenly Father, our God, and hope and pray and continue to do that we might be able to withstand the evil that's just thrown in our face, I guess, and the right versus wrong, truth versus you know untruth, and we're sure seeing a lot of that, no doubt about it. We need to gather together as Christians and stand up for wrong and continue to pray and hope that we can, yeah, we know that we can win this battle. We just have to be diligent, I guess. And you're doing a great job letting people know.
Wow. Now, I don't know if this family's going to sue over this dissecting this guy. I just don't know. But don't worry, man. We got Glenn Youngkin elected.
That's right.
So it's all good now, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you know what else this victim or this dissecting, you know what they say?
No.
They say it was a $500 freak show.
See, that's wrong.
$500 freak show.
That's wrong. It's like the circus or
or whatever the carnivals,
this is,
or whatever,
crazy.
Go to. Yeah.
Wow. It was at a public event. They call it ticketed event, Brian.
Yeah, I don't get that. I think that's wrong, you know, and maybe there's
lots of... Well, it's wrong to do it, Brian, but let me ask you a question. Who the heck would go?
That's it.
Would you pay $500 to go to something like this?
Absolutely not.
I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah.
First off, 500 measly dollars. I don't care about the 500 bucks. But who would pay to see such a freak show in the first place? It's morbid. I wonder if people in the crowd threw up. I mean, I'm just saying, this is just sick.
Yeah. I had a friend that mentioned something about a game show or something that's on YouTube or so, I don't know, out of China. And these contestants basically would get on, and it was life or death. As you went down and were competing, you were just, if you were wrong, you were killed. So here's your choices and so on. You were killed, and they eliminated these people. Now, I don't know if it was real life and they were killed, but someone won $1 million or million yuan or whatever it was at the end, but all these other people were killed. And they didn't really find out that they were going to be killed until after they wanted to get in the game. They would waive their debt, I think, is the content. If you came to this contest and participated, we'll waive your debt. So all these people that were way over debt or something could join, and maybe they could win $1 million. But they killed the people. So that's how you waive the debt, if they just destroy you, and the end person wins the million yuan or something. I thought, what? They're killing people now as a game show? It's kind of like, who knows? Futuristic. I don't know. What? The world's a mess, as we well know.
Brian, there's only one. And I'm going to say it again. There's only one. And I'm going to say it one more time. There is only one answer. And that's to turn back to Almighty God and repent, sir, or we're in serious trouble.
No doubt. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know. I saw this story in the middle of the broadcast. And at first when I saw it, I thought it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek whatever. But it turns out that it's real. $500 per person freak show. Public event. Literally watch this guy get carved up in an autopsy. And he died of COVID, a 98-year-old man. David Saunders is his name. Portland, Oregon's the location. Go research it. It's in multiple news stories, folks. This isn't just me, New York Post, Blaze. I mean, all kinds of people have it. People are freaking out on this. They're calling it a freak show. Amen to that. I mean, you used to think crazy circus stuff comes to town and they're going to do some weird stuff, you know? This is beyond that, ladies and gentlemen, by a long shot, Brian.
Yeah, maybe I was reading this article or so on the demise of the Roman Empire, you know, and that maybe that's where we are. We become barbarians and they, you know, let's put you in the ring and you fight this person and we'll slaughter whoever and you watch it real life. And it all goes back to the, you know, realistically back to those that were the money, you know, producing the money, you know. And so, you know, right now, all our politicians and all these, they point to the virus. Well, this is the cause of the global economic destruction. And it's the fiat money that destroyed. I mean, we're pouring this money in, and no, that person that could just create this money and so on and print it, well, that's what's happening. So, you know, I kind of was reading this. I always thought it very interesting. But, man, this great, powerful Roman Empire destroyed by, self-inflicted because of the printing of... worthless money, I guess. Get back
all right,
to hard
ladies
metal.
And gentlemen, I'm sorry to bring this up on the Brian Rust. We're supposed to be talking about honest money. But I'm telling you right now, these $500 a pop to watch this morbid display is not honest money. And when there's $36 billion being made by Pfizer on an experiment on little children, ladies and gentlemen, we have lost our collective minds. We need to turn to God Almighty and repent. Our prayers are with this country. But, man, we're in trouble. Brian Rust, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day, Sam. Good job.
He does a phenomenal job on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. His family's been working in the precious metals business for over 50 years to help people understand and make wise, careful choices. Taking possession of your metals, one of them. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can, two coming up. God save the Republic.